The White House Report.
Former Education Secretary Arne Duncan under the Obama years. Secretary Duncan, you used to say there's no safer place than the schoolhouse. But in the last year, what have we seen?
Well, that's still true. First of all, April, so good to see you again.
You
thanks
too,
for all of your
always.
Hard work. Just appreciate what you're doing. So the truth is, if you look at 2017, gun violence in America, 99.7% of those shot and killed were not in schools. This is not a school issue. It's in malls. It's in movie theaters. It's in concerts. It's in baseball games. It's in churches, April. And as a society, we have to take this in. This is a made-in-America problem. This level of violence does not happen in other countries, and we need to fix it as a country. Our children deserve so much more than this.
The fix seems to be the NRA.
Well, I think they're the problem. I don't think they're the fix.
But when I say the fix, meaning you have to get to the NRA to change their mind, and they're dug in.
Well, I don't even pay too much attention to NRA. We have to get directly to politicians. And we have a set of young leaders who are going to be voters for the first time in 2018. Their voice is going to be heard. Hey, I've been pessimistic on this issue. I think with kids, the country a lot more about guns than we have about kids. You look out here, this is moving. This is an emotional day. Our kids in Chicago have lived with so much pain, so much trauma, so much fear for far too long. But I think we have a chance to change now. We move from a march today to voter registration to then we go out and vote in November. We can change the world in 6 months. It's going to be amazing.
Now, you're a student in Chicago. Where do you go to school?
North Mondale College Prep.
North Mondale College Prep. And what's your name again?
Ariana Wood.
And how old are you?
17.
Great. Years ago, we used to hear about school shootings in Chicago, like on the playground. You know, we're hearing now, and like in Washington and in other places like Baltimore, we used to hear about the playground being a place where a lot of urban kids would fear hanging out for shootings. But what are your thoughts about today? It's now in the schoolhouse. It's now in the church. It's now in the movie theater. It's everywhere. What are your thoughts?
I believe that these are places that we should feel safe. And it's sad that we can't sit on our own porches or play in our own backyards because we have the constant fear of somebody coming around and being aggressively violent towards us. And I think it's sad because I have four sisters and I want to do everything that I can to protect them, which is why I'm out here. And I understand that we've walked out, but now it's time to walk in and start voting to get these people out of office that do not care about us. And I feel like it's our time now as youth.
So are you voting this year?
I won't be able to vote. I won't turn 18.
So there is this mantra by millennials. They protest by not voting. I've been hearing that. Have you heard that? And what would you say to those who feel that, you know, our way to protest is not voting?
I have heard that. And I feel as though if I cannot vote, I will pressure other people to vote. I will influence my mother to go out and vote. I will influence anybody I can to go out and vote. Because that is the only way that it seems to have our voices heard. And my friends who are 18, I want to encourage them to vote. Even if they are not here today, I know they have the support at home. And so I will make sure that they go out and vote.
And I'm going to ask you one last question. In the black community, if we haven't been personally affected, we know someone who's been affected by gun violence. Have you?
Yes. I have lost two uncles, almost three, to gun violence, and mostly for stupid reasons, as in they were playing a dice game, and he won, and he got shot. And my uncle, he had a beautiful car, and he got shot up for it because somebody else had the same car, and they thought it was him. My father, he was heavily into gang violence, and, you know, even if he was, I feel like he was such a great person, and he died because of that, and I lost him at the age of 8, and I feel as though he didn't get to see me do great things. He didn't get to see me walk across the stage, and I feel like a piece of me has been taken for it, and every day I hear gunshots. Every day I pray and pray for God to watch over my family because anybody could be affected now. It can happen anywhere. So there's no longer anywhere to be safe.
Great. Anything else you'd like to add? Anything else you want to close with?
April, we have almost 500 young leaders from Chicago who took the bus all last night to get here who are fighting for this issue. And I'm just so proud of them. I'm so moved by them. I'm so inspired by them. We as adults have failed to keep our kids safe. They're going to make us safe. They're going to make us safe. And I couldn't be more inspired by them.
For more on this story, go to AURN.com or follow me on Twitter. I'm April Ryan at AURN.com.